Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Rabbi Isai. Shalom Aleichem. We are in Chavis Halvavis, Sha'ar Yichud HaMaisa. Perek Gimel. Okay, Perek Gimel. The Chavis Halvavis is telling us here where we have to apply the concept of Yichud HaMaisa. Where do we have to make that effort that what we're doing is dedicated specifically to Hashem? So he says, mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, but those types of mitzvahs that could be done for other purposes. And namely, he said, Chavis HaLevavis, the things, the internal chiyuvim, are inevitably going to be done l'shem shamayim. You're never going to like feel emunah in order to impress somebody else. It's only between you and Hashem. But it has to become relevant in things that you are doing in an outward kind of way, which you could be doing to please somebody, to impress somebody, etc. And here he says you want to learn to dedicate your focus solely to Hashem. So now I just want to make a couple of points regarding a few things that came up over the last couple of days. At the end of last week's shiur, the question was raised that there could be even inner chiyuvim that are being done for ulterior motives. For example, a person knows that if I develop bitachon, Hashem will take better care of me. So I want to develop bitachon in order to be taken care of in a better way. So here, we began answering this last week, but I just want to really bring home the point more. For our purposes, that's not called a problem of Yichud HaMaisa. Chaim Salvavis is talking at a level where you're not doing the mitzvah because you're really gearing it towards somebody else. Here, I'm doing it for Hashem. I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm doing it to please Hashem, but because I want something out of it. That's still called lishma. That's called that I'm doing it for Hashem. Just, I want something out of it. Okay, we can talk about higher levels where you're doing it completely altruistically. What the Chavis HaLevavis is discussing, where it's not geared toward Hashem, but toward somebody else. First, get it geared toward Hashem. Then, even if you have ulterior motives, it's like the Gemara you mentioned, you already moved into the realm of a tzaddik. Now, you can always strive for higher levels. But once your mitzvah is aimed toward Hashem, you're on the right track. The Chavis HaLevavis is telling us, don't aim the mitzvah toward a different person. So that's one thing I wanted to clarify. Now, another point, because this had been coming up, and it's a little bit of a tricky point, and I want to illustrate it with a question that was sent to me with the Olam's Rishus. We talked about how this can get especially particularly tricky when it comes to mitzvahs in the realm of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, because then by nature, you are busy interacting with a different person, and your focus will be on the other person. You might end up doing the mitzvah for this person rather than for Hashem. So this got a little confusing because we already touched on this a few times, but I want to use a question that was sent to me to illustrate the point. Actually, the mitzvah is to please the person, right? And so how do we put that together with, no, the mitzvah is not supposed to be focused on the person, but on Hashem. So first of all, yes, we want to make this point very clearly. When we're talking about mitzvahs of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, your objective is, let's say, give the example. You see a person needs a good word. You see a person needs a good word. So you say, 1 minute, I have to do this now without intent, without a focus on pleasing the person, only to please Hashem. So you walk by, you close your eyes, and you say, you're a great guy. You're a great guy. You don't look at him in the face, right? And okay, so you haven't done anything. First, do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to please the person. Hashem wants this person pleased. Please the person in the best way possible. Invest thought in how will I please the person most. When you're doing that, understand that. But the reason I'm doing all that is not because I need this person's favor, but because Hashem loves this person and Hashem wants this person to have a good feeling. Hashem wants me to feel for this person. So that's the idea. Now, so here, the question that was sent to me was, let's say, for example, I make a phone call to be Menachem Avil. Okay? If they actually pick up the phone and they're going to say how happy they are that I called, et cetera, et cetera, then I might be taken by that feeling and I just come away with, wow, I came away with a good feeling from that because they were all excited about the fact that I called. Perhaps it's better to call at a time when I know the voicemail will pick up and I leave a message. And that way I got in my nichum, but I wasn't busy with it turning into being about me. So it's a sensitive question, right? So I think this is a good illustration of the point that we're trying to bring home, and it's a fine point. It depends. When you're doing a mitzvah like this, you want to do the mitzvah behidur. The mitzvah behidur means you want to focus, how am I going to give over the best feeling? Hashem wants me to give this person the best feeling I can give them. It's a whole different feeling when you're on the phone live with them. Do it that way. And at the same time, try to remind yourself, not while you're actually talking, that doesn't work. If you're going to be talking to somebody and focused on, this is not about him, it's about Hashem, but I want to make this person happy. When you're talking to the person, you're focused on pleasing the person. But either before you make the call, or even in terms of developing a broad mindset about these things, you are conscious of the fact that I'm doing this as a form of avodas Hashem. I'm doing this because this is what Hashem wants. This is the person Hashem wants me to be. And Hashem wants that person to have a good feeling. That's why I'm doing this. But when you're actually dealing with the person, the way to please Hashem is to figure out how can I give this person the best feeling. So therefore, it depends if the person will get an equally good feeling if you leave a message or if you actually call them. So then you might make a nice cheshbon of, I'm going to knock myself out of the picture. I'm going to do it in a way that I don't get the good feedback. Okay. But if it's going to compromise the feeling that you're giving the person, don't do that. First, make sure you're doing the mitzvah behidur. I hope that's clear. It's a little bit of a fine point there. I hope that's clear. Okay. So again, the point being that let's not let all this discussion compromise the way we approach mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaverah. We want to invest the effort and the thought into how can I give this person the best feeling possible and do it ad asof. You know, do it in a hearty way. Now, on top of that, you also want to have the broad perspective of this is what Hashem wants from me. By doing this, I'm pleasing Hashem. Okay. Let's move on to Perek Dalet. What are the things that work against Yichud HaMaisa? And they are three things. Echad mehem shelo yavin etzva elekim ve'etz teivasoi. If a person doesn't have enough of an awareness of Hashem or enough of a sense of all the good that Hashem is doing for me, meaning, what we're trying to do here is the person that you are dealing with is very tangible. People here around you, and they're very tangible. And the natural feeling is that I want to please them. And we want to create a situation. It's mamish like Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmidim, right? Halavai, that you should feel the same fear of Hashem as you feel of people. And they looked at Rabbi Yochanan and they said, huh? He said, yeah, let's be pragmatic. You're very conscious of the people around you. Halavai, that you should get to such a level of consciousness with Hashem also, right? So in order to go about this, you have to develop a serious awareness of Hashem. Right? You can't do things L'shem Shemayim if he's completely abstract. You're not going to be able to knock the people out of your focus and move Hashem into the focus if Hashem is very abstract. Hashem has to be real. And your sense of commitment to him has to be real. So that's number one. When you feel Hashem in a strong way and you really feel indebted to him because of the things that he's doing for you and you're very aware, keenly aware of them, then it's easier to say, right now my focus is on Hashem. Basheni shelo yavin mitzvah yisrael kim v'esteraisav. another thing that works against it is not having a proper understanding of Hashem's expectations of you. Meaning, once again, you have to realize, A, that Hashem is there and that you're indebted to Him, and B, you have to sense that He is looking at you expectantly when you're doing a mitzvah. He's looking at you expectantly when you're doing a mitzvah. Are you going to be looking at me when you're doing that mitzvah? Or did you forget about me? You're busy doing something that I asked you to do, but I'm not in your mind. So that's number two. You want to realize, you have to realize that Hashem wants this. Hashem is expecting this. So A, you're aware of Him, and B, the realization that He is there expectantly. That's awareness number two that you want to integrate. Vashlishi, and number three is, Hiruhu Hayetzer Umizosei La'adam, the thoughts that the Yetzer Hara puts into a person's mind, in trying to push the materialistic concerns into the person's mind. Meaning, he's making a point here. In a sense, this is the essence of the mitzvah. A, you have that awareness of Hashem. B, you realize that He's expecting it of you. But it's not enough. Theoretically, that's enough to set you on the right path. But you have to be keenly aware of the fact that the Yetzer Hara is always there around the bend, trying to pull your mind away from that. You have to be keenly aware of that, because otherwise you'll fall. You have those two awarenesses, but you won't realize where He's tripping you up. He is constantly be flashing at you different appealing things to pull your focus away, right? He'll overwhelm you with, all of a sudden, some new friend moves into your life who you really want to impress. Or all of a sudden, you're in a matzav now that there's a new employer that you really want to impress. Or all kinds of other social cheshbainis that the Yetzer Hara will be there, realize that you're constantly contending with Him. And that's a point that the Chavis HaVavis is going to elaborate on later. A person might have all the principles in place in his mind, but if he doesn't realize that there's an active, powerful force trying to trip him up every step along the way, the principles won't help, because the Yetzer Hara will be working around them. So you have to, that's number three. You want to live a life where your life, the things you're doing are taka focused on Hashem. You have to be constantly on the alert of where the Yetzer Hara is getting in his darts. And we're going to talk about this. Chavis HaVavis is going to give a very profound, lengthy exposition on this mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Now, aval afnei hefsed hasichlus midasa lekim lemasa avoida. Why is, now he just spells out what we discussed. Why is lack of a proper awareness of Hashem, why does that work against doing the avoida properly, meaning focusing your avoida Hashem toward Him? We work with what we relate to. If we relate more to the people around us than to Hashem, our efforts are going to be focused more on them than on Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.